Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series that I started on Monday of this week, talking about effortless change. And I have spent all week long just talking about how that if you do change God's way, it's really effortlessly, the same way that you plant a seed and that seed just by nature grows into a huge oak tree or whatever the seed is that you planted. Likewise, the Word of God is a seed. And if you won't change in any area of your life, it doesn't matter if it's health, if it's finances, if it's emotion, if it's a relationship, security issues, anything that you're dealing with, all you have to do is take the seed of God's Word and plant it in your heart, and you just change effortlessly. The reason that change is so dramatic and so painful for most people is because they're trying to do it some other way than what God ordained. They go about doing things their own way and then pray and ask God for different results. That's not the way to do it. So this is what we've been talking about all week long. For those of you who watched my series recently where I was teaching on how to find, how to follow, and how to fulfill God's will, I'm going to go back to one of the scriptures that was a foundation of that teaching and use this to make this same point about effortless change. And Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 are the verses that God used to literally just change my life. I was seeking to know the will of God, and I ran across these verses in Romans 12, 1 and 2 that says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And like I said, I've already taught a lot of things from these verses in just the last few weeks. But I want to hone in specifically on verse 2 where it says, "Be not conformed to this world." The word "conform" there was from a Greek word that literally means to pour into the mold of. You know, life is going to change you. You will not exit this life the same as you came in. When you're a little child, you're moldable. You can be formed to different images in life. The pressures of life are going to change you. So you can't help but be in change. But you get to pick which mold you fit into. And this is saying, do not be conformed or poured into the mold of this world. Now, how do you keep from doing that? You know, let me just stop before I give you the answer and say this, that probably most of you watching this program do not want to be just like everybody else. All of you have examples of relatives, friends, neighbors, people that you work with that are just experiencing tragedy in their life. They don't have any power against sickness, against poverty, against depression, against discouragement. And if you are truly born again, you want to be different. And yet, how do you keep from being just like everybody else? I meet so many Christians that are good people. They love God. They're truly born again. But you know what? If they were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict them. I mean, they get as sick as the unsaved people. They are as poor. They are as afraid. They are as depressed and discouraged. They're stressed out over all of the things that are happening in the world. Most Christians, there's very little difference in their experience than from a person that doesn't know the Lord. You know why? Because they've been poured into the mold of this world. How is it that you keep from doing this? This says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be poured into their mold, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The way that this happens is through the renewing of your mind. If you listen to the same stuff that the unbelievers listen to, if you think the same thoughts, if you have the same input as an unbeliever has, you are going to have the same emotions and the same results and the same poverty and the same everything else that everybody else has. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As he thinks in his heart, so is he." Your life is going the direction of your dominant thought. If you want to change the direction of your life, you've got to change your thoughts. You've got to start from the inside and work out. And this says the way that you keep from being conformed to this world is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the Greek word for transformed here is metamorpho. It's a word we get metamorphosis from. It's talking about when a little worm spins a cocoon and comes out a butterfly. If you want to change from being something that's earthbound and something that, you know, not very many people are using worms as a positive thing. It's most people are turned off by worms, caterpillars and things like this. But everybody loves a butterfly. They're beautiful. Man, they can fly. If you want that kind of transformation from something that is not enviable to something that everybody likes and is positive, if you want transformation in your life, the way to do it is by the renewing of your mind. That's as simple as you can make it. And yet, the vast majority of people are praying for change. They're asking God to do something instead of taking the Word of God that produces change and sowing it in their life. And they're somehow or another trying to short-circuit or take a shortcut on this thing and avoid all of the effort. I tell you, if you would listen to what I'm saying, I can promise you absolute money-back guaranteed change in any area. If you're sick, I can guarantee you health. If you're poor, I can guarantee you wealth. If you're intimidated and fearful, I can guarantee you confidence and boldness and authority. If you don't know how to get along with people, I can guarantee you that you can become a person that can get along with anybody. You can learn how to do that. I can guarantee those results. And I know that there's a lot of people that are saying, that's impossible. You cannot do that. I can do it if you would take the Word of God and meditate in it. It says here that you would be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A scripture I've already used, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, says you meditate in this Word day and night and observe to do all it says, and then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you shall have good success. The first Psalm is all about this same thing, that if you dwell in the presence of the Lord and you aren't sitting in the seat of the scornful, you're like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. You'll bring forth fruit in your season. Your leaf will not fade, and whatsoever you do will prosper. And on we can go with these promises. Let me just read a few of these to you out of Psalms chapter 19. And once again, this is making the same point about how you get transformed by the Word of God. And it says in Psalms chapter 19 and in verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The word converting here is talking about your soul is the part of you that wavers. Your spirit, if you've been born again, the spirit part of you is just perfect. You are like Christ in your spirit, but your soul is your mental, emotional part. And that's the part that we get discouraged in, that we get fearful in, that unbelief arises in. All of these things come out of the soul. And it says the law of the Lord, which is talking about the Word of God, is perfect, converting the soul. If you're discouraged today, I can guarantee you it's your soul that's discouraged. Your spirit is perfect. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what's in your spirit. And it never fluctuates. It never changes. If you're depressed, I can guarantee you your spirit is jumping up and down on the inside, doing flip-flops, praising God. It is encouraged. It's your soul that's discouraged, not your born-again spirit. And how do you change that soul and get it to line up with the Word of God, with the spirit man and who you are in Christ? It says the Word of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. If you're depressed, all you got to do is take the Word of God, and the Word of God will encourage you and build you up. Man, I've already used 100 scriptures on that this week. You know, I remember an instance when I was in the Army, and this was not long after I'd gotten really turned on to the Lord, and I had a little bit of knowledge of the Word, but I wasn't stable or anything, and I was being persecuted. When I was at Fort Dix, New Jersey, I'd walk into the barracks, and everybody would be talking, and they'd see me, and they'd all go, "Shh, preacher's here," and they'd all shut up and quit talking and leave the room. I'd go sit down for a meal, and every person around me would get up and leave. I went 6 weeks without a single person talking to me. They hated me. They criticized me. And you know what? It began to get to me. And one day, they all started going into New York City for a weekend leave, and I remember just sitting on my bunk, I had the barracks to myself, and for 8 hours, I just sat and studied the Word. And did you know, by the time I got through reading the Word, I was so fired up. It's like David said, I could run through a troop or leap over a wall. Man, I was excited. I was built up. And this is something I've done. These scriptures will go on and just keep saying this, but the Word of God will convert your soul. If somebody's done something to you, if you're discouraged, if you've had disappointment, get into the Word of God and read it, and the Word of God will encourage you. You know, a lot of people get on my case because I don't seem to be compassionate towards people, but really I just have a low tolerance for people who have the Word of God, who have the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that if you pray in tongues, you build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, that you encourage yourself in the Lord. You got all of these things, and yet you're discouraged. I just tell people to pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. Praise God. I just don't have a lot of patience. It's like God's given us all of these things, and yet people today are going around just talking about how terrible everything is. I can't stand most Christian music. Because it's just talking about, oh, that, you know, God, it's such a rough life. Oh, God, please come help us. And it's whining and it's griping and complaining. And I tell you, when you've got the Word of God and all of these things, you just need to pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. The Word of God is perfect. It'll convert your soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You know, one of the defaults of Christianity is people just say, well, we just can't understand the things of God. Further along, we'll know all about it. Further along, we'll understand why. And Christians have just embraced being ignorant. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, be not ignorant, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. The Word of God will make wise the simple. The word simple here is talking about a simpleton. A person that is not very smart. The whole book of Proverbs, if you read the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, it says that the reason he was writing this was give wisdom to the simple, to understanding to those who didn't understand. And there's a lot of people who go through life just thinking, well, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and they just don't expect to understand these things. The Word of God will make you smart. Psalms 119, I forget the exact reference, I think it's around verse 99, it says, I have more understanding than all of my teachers because your Word is my delight, meditation day and night. If you meditate in the Word of God will make you look good. The Word of God will give you wisdom. There is no excuse for us just stumbling through life and singing about further along we'll understand why. Goes on to say in verse 8, it says, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Here again is another reference that if you're discouraged by anything that's gone on in your life, get into the Word of God, and the statutes of the Lord will rejoice your heart. I couldn't tell you how many hundreds of times I've had things happen to me that are discouraging. People that you're praying for are in the ministry, just, you know, all of the different things that come against you, and I felt discouragement. But you know what? It has literally been 40 plus years since I've been depressed or discouraged. And some people think I'm lying and they challenge me, but that's my testimony and I'm sticking with it. Praise God. And you know how I've been able to do that? When something comes against me, if I really get pressured by it and aren't able to just throw it off, I'll spend time in the Word. And the statutes of the Lord are right and they rejoice the heart. I know some of you have never experienced what I'm talking about. The way you study the Word, you do it for like a minute or 2 minutes. You have a little 5-minute devotional, and that is to you being in the Word. You aren't going to be encouraged in 2 minutes or 5 minutes and then wash that down with 16 hours worth of negativism and all of the junk of this world. But I promise you, if you get into the Word of God, meditate in it day and night, it'll make your heart rejoice. That's the way that it is. This is what the promises of the Word of God. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. This is the same point about it, how it makes wise the simple. It'll open up your eyes. It'll give you understanding. You'll see things differently. You know, I've used the example about how when this recession hit, people just immediately started thinking and talking the way that the world talked, and because of it, ministries started decreasing. They went down 15, 20, 30%. And you know what? That's because that's the way that they saw it. On the other hand, I started saying that God's supplying my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and our income went up 20 and 30%. My wife and I made 61% profit in the stock market during a time that the stock market went down 50%. People say, you can't do that. Well, don't wake me up, because that's my testimony. Because the Word of God will make you see things differently. It'll open up your eyes. Actually, during a time when other people are in fear and selling things for a fraction of what they're worth, that's a great time for Christians to be buying. Amen. It's awesome. The Word of God will change the way you look at things. In verse 9, it says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. You know, if we really believe this, it says the Word of God is more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. If you really believe that, that means that we ought to spend more time in the Word of God than we spend out trying to make a living and doing all of these things. I know some of you think this is impractical. You can't do it. You can't always be sitting there just reading the Bible. But you can take the things that you read in the Bible and you can meditate in them all day long. The same part of you that worries is the same part of you that meditates. All worry is meditation on something negative. All worry is you just taking something that could go wrong and with your imagination just following through that. And you can work all day long. You can do whatever it is that you're doing, and yet your problems can never be out of your mind. You can be meditating in them all day long. Well, that same part of you that meditates on worry can meditate on the Word of God. You could take a truth from God's Word, and even though you're working all day long, you could be meditating on this. You know, yesterday I was doing a lot of different things, but I had studied the transfiguration of Jesus, and I was getting some awesome things out of that early in the morning. And I thought about that all day long, even though I was doing other things. And I keep my mind stayed on the Word of God. I am in the Word of God, meditating in it all of the time, even when I'm not reading. Now, I will grant this, that if you don't know what the Word says, you can't meditate on what you don't know. So when you first start out in the Word, you have to spend a lot of time just reading. And you never get to where you quit reading, because there's always new revelation in the Word of God. But after you've got a lot of the Word on the inside of you, you can be in the Word by just meditating. Psalms chapter 5 says, consider my meditation, hearken unto the voice of my prayer. And if you read all of that, Psalms chapter 5, meditation is being in the Word. Meditation is prayer. Just keeping your mind stayed on the things of God and going over and over and over it is being in the Word of God. And it says here that we should want that more than we desire gold, or more than honey and the honeycomb. Talking about food. You know, there are some of you watching this program that I guarantee you, food controls your life. You have to get up and eat, and if you don't eat, I mean, your body goes to throwing a fit, and you let your body tell you what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. You are controlled by food. Would to God that we could be controlled by a hunger for the Word of God. And I could promise you, if you do that, then it would enlighten your eyes. It would make you wise. It would cause your heart to rejoice. It would convert your soul. Every area of your life would change effortlessly if we would meditate in the Word of God day and night. It says in verse 11, it says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Boy, how important is that? The Word of God will warn you and show you things to come. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is over in John chapter 16. I believe it's verse 13, where it talks about the Holy Spirit and says, when He is come, He will teach you all things and He will show you things to come. Boy, that is so powerful. Most Christians just go through life as if we don't have the Lord in our life. The Word of God doesn't show us things, and we are just marching blindly along, falling off the cliff, tripping over whatever obstacle the devil puts in our path, when the Word of God says that He will show us things to come. He will warn us of things. The Word of God will show you these things. You know, if you had the Word of God abounding in you and studying the different passages where the Lord talked about end times, you could see the signs of the end time coming. You could recognize what's going on. You know, before this worldwide recession hit, the Lord spoke to my wife and told her to take all of our stuff out of the stock market. And, you know, we did. And other people went down. And then when the recession hit, we got back in during a time that the recession was going down. The stock market was going down. We made 61% increase. You know how all of that happened? Because the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. I tell you, brothers and sisters, we are not taking advantage of what God has given us. And, of course, the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's just a lot of different things. But the Word of God has to be one of the greatest ways of God speaking into your life and transforming your life and giving you direction. Just like that verse I started today's broadcast with in Romans chapter 12. You get not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it's really this simple. If you are struggling, if it seems like that, man, you never are ahead of the game. When tragedy hits, you get broadsided by it exactly the same as everybody else. You get sick like everybody else. You have the same worries, the same fears. You are stressed out. You are exactly like everybody else. I can guarantee you, you are not meditating in the Word of God day and night. And if you are truly born again, and if you haven't put this Word in your heart, and you're experiencing all of these problems, then in a sense, there's nobody to blame but yourself. God has given us everything we need. People have died to put this Bible into print, get it translated. Man, there's people that have given their lives. And many of you have this on your coffee table. You have multiple copies at home, and you hardly ever pick it up. You like the light of your TV better than you like the light of the Word of God. And I'm not saying any of those things to condemn anybody, but I'm just saying this is how simple it is. If you want effortless change, the Word of God is a seed that will produce whatever change you need in your life. But you have to be faithful to take it out of this book and put it in your heart. There's a lot of people that somehow or another reverence the book, but they haven't taken it and put it in their heart. I was actually at a woman's house one time, and she served me tea, and I set the tea on top of the family Bible. And when I did, she just nearly screamed, "You set something on top of the Bible." And I took it off real quick, and you could see the dust ring where the cup had made an impression on it. She didn't read it, but boy, she really respected it. She really honored it. I'm telling you, you got to get it off of this page and put it in your heart. It's like a seed. You could put it in a cup or something, it'll never germinate. You got to plant it in the ground. You got to take this Word off of this page and make it a part of you. And if you'll do that, you'll just change effortlessly. I can guarantee it. That's my testimony. That's what God has done in my life. I've seen it happen to thousands and thousands of other people. And there are many of you wanting change and at a loss of how to do it. I'm telling you, this is how you do it. You get transformed by the renewing of your mind. Today's going to be my last day to offer you this first teaching in our album on effortless change. Also, remember that I have a brand new book and a study guide on this. And I tell you, this teaching would not only change you, but if you could get these truths, share them with other people, it'll change anybody who will take these truths. So please listen to our announcer as he gives you this information and call or write today. Join me next Monday as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching titled Effortless Change is available in a brand new book for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Or, if you prefer, order this entire series on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled Transformed by the Word, free of charge.
Let me remind you that today is my last day to offer the first teaching in this album on effortless change. This is a DVD album that was taken from our TV programs. Also, we have a CD album. There are four teachings in it. The first one is entitled Transformed by the Word, and today's my last day to make that available. Now, we will continue to offer the albums, the new book, the study guide, all of these materials, but for those who could not or would not send any money in to get all of the materials, we offer each individual teaching in the CD album free of charge, one at a time. Today's my last day to make this first CD in this set available. Remember, it's Transformed by the Word. It's your last day, so please call or write today and request this free CD.
You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado at Karis Christian Center, October 3rd, and in Colorado Springs for the Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 4th through the 8th. He'll also be in Buxton, Derbyshire in England for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 18th through the 20th, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 11th through the 13th, and at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, November 14th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to give a special invitation to any of you who are in full-time ministry or for you to invite your pastor or leader of your church that's in full-time ministry to come to our 2010 Ministers Conference. It's October the 4th through the 8th right here in Colorado Springs. And we have Bob Yandian and also Bob Nichols who always minister with me at this conference. And I tell you, it is a life-changing time. It's my favorite time of the year. We really recognize the value of ministers, how many people you touch. And ministers need to be ministered to themselves, and it's sometimes hard to find. Most ministers' conferences are more informational than inspirational, but I tell you, ours will fire you up. So make plans to join us right here in Colorado Springs on October the 4th through the 8th.
She said that the cheekbones were flattened. The nose bone was not visible at all. The pinky fingers on both hands, the third digit, was missing from the pinky. There were calcium deposits in the baby's heart. And she said, I've never seen a baby show this many signs on an ultrasound and not be born without Down syndrome.
When the doctor left the room, I stood up and immediately canceled this diagnosis. This was Satan trying to attack what God had as a plan for our family, and I canceled the diagnosis immediately.
For more on this story, visit our website and click on today's news feature.